Hello, I'm your host, Melvin Adams, and this is the SmackDown Review. We have some good stuff on SmackDown. SmackDown was pretty good last night. So the show kicks off with the Usos limping down to the ring, and they call out the New Day. At that point, I did kind of get down because I was expecting them to challenge a new team. And I'm thinking, them again, don't get me wrong, their feud been awesome, their match has been awesome, I've been liking the things these guys been doing. So I was shocked when the Usos start talking, and they've been pretty good on the mic. I like the characters, I like their characters been awesome, and their characters, I think the New Day, by the New Day coming to SmackDown, the Usos really, really, really stepped their game up. And the same for the New Day. After the Usos stepped their game up, the New Day stepped theirs up. And you could see it in the matches they was having. But basically, the Usos were telling the New Day, can nobody understand the way they feel except for them? And one of the New Day members, I think it was Xavier, he was like, the Usos want a truce. Usos truce Usos, something like that. But the Usos like, nah, respect. Which, respect. That's all I can give you guys, because these guys tore it up at Hell in a Cell. Respect. But before they got ready to shake hands, the Hype Bros come out. And one of the Usos, they had a line. They told Mojo, sit on the sideline like you did your, what? Sit on the sideline like you did the rest of your NFL career. That was like kind of cold. That was kind of messed up. But, you know, this wrestling and Burns and this is the shoot era, so you could say that was a little jab to Mojo. But then Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin came out. They told Hype Bro back of the line. And the Usos agreed, back of the line. Chad Gable, Shelton Benjamin, you two, back of the line. I did laugh. I laughed hard. Oh, man. Hold up. Yeah, they told him back of the line. But then Brazango came out. And before they got a chance to speak, Ascension came out. And Tyler Breeze like, why you keep following us? Which is kind of funny. Why you keep following us? Because they keep popping up on the Fashion Files. So, anyways. To make a long story short, the Usos pretty much challenged the tag team division to step up. Because the New Day is not the number one contenders anymore. So the Usos challenged the Hype Bros, Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin, Brazango, the Ascension, to step up and make a number one contender, which Daniel Bryan came out and made happen. And that led to a fatal four-way. This fatal four-way, a lot of action, a lot of back and forth. And the Hype Bros, yeah, a lot of back and forth with each other. Bickering over a push by one of the Ascensions because he was saving Tyler Breeze or Brazango. He was saving one of them. So the Hype Bros start arguing with each other, which I'm wondering is, they planning on breaking them up. I was thinking it was going to break up at Hell in a Cell in the pre-show. That didn't happen. So, like, oh, they must be waiting to SmackDown. It still didn't happen. Just some arguing. But I'm being patient with WWE. But this led to all type of chaos in the ring. And Chad Gable, Shelton Benjamin, picked up the pinfall on Tyler Breeze to become the new number one contender. So, Survivor Series is next month, so these two teams might have a match before Survivor Series, which might start a feud, so I'm expecting that to happen soon. Natalya's backstage. She's talking, well, she's interrupted by Tamina and Lana. And Lana told Natalya that the title will be looked better on Tamina. Which Carmella comes out. But to make a lot, it wasn't a lot going on until Charlotte Flair came. And Natalya took a little jab at her father. And that set Charlotte Flair off. And Charlotte Flair just went to work on Natalya. It was a little backstage fight that Tamina, Lana, they tried to jump in, and that brought out Becky Lynch and Naomi. Almost forgot her name. Naomi. I'm sorry about that. So that got broke up, and this led to the next match. Becky Lynch versus Carmella. This was a pretty good match. I could see Carmella is getting better and better in the ring every time I see her. They just need to keep her on TV more. She's missed money in the bank. Keep her on TV. Have her threaten Natalya more. Why she didn't come out at the end of, well, I know why she didn't come out of Hell in a Cell, because Natalya went to work on Charlotte with the chair. But back to the match. This led to Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch got the win. She got the disarmer on Carmella. It was a good match. But the only thing I didn't like about the match is that my girl Miss Money in the Bank, Carmella, lost. Why do you, a WWE, feel the need to make the Money in the Bank the Money in the Bank winner constantly lose? They don't need to lose. She can have some wins and still be Miss Money in the Bank, because she need to keep her heat. So enough with that. Let's get on to the show. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Hey, yo, Kevin Owens. He's great as always. He almost went to heaven. But his guardian angel, Sami Zayn, saved him. God sent Sami Zayn to save him. And Sami Zayn, I think he's going to be great as a heel, to be honest. He hit a whole lot of points last night. This was another thing. Heels with a point. Heels with a good point. Heels telling the truth. All he did was speak the truth. Everything he said was true. And he should have hit that even though Raw, things wasn't good on Raw, he still got a whole lot more TV time on Raw than he has been getting on SmackDown. He should have nailed that point in the ground. But other than that, everything Sami was saying was on point. It was well delivered. And at the end, him and Kevin Owens taking turns raising each other's hand. I loved it. I can't get enough of these two. Really, I can't. These two. Well, I think Sami Zayn is going to really be something with Kevin Owens by his side now, because Kevin Owens is a real good heel. And I don't think I ever seen Sami Zayn as a heel, not even in the Indies. So this is going to be interesting, seeing Sami Zayn work as a heel. Next, we have Shinsuke Nakamura, Randy Orton versus Rusev and Aiden English. A good match. Wasn't a whole lot to say. You know, Randy Orton, Shinsuke Nakamura, they pulled off some moves, always smooth. Wasn't nothing off with these two. Rusev, Aiden English, a good mix. They've been friends. I like putting them two together. And they had a good match, but you already know. Rusev and Aiden English didn't win. Shinsuke Nakamura and Randy Orton picked up that win. But I'm wondering, what's going to happen next? What's going on with them next? What's next for them? We didn't see Jinder Mahal, so wondering what's next for them. I'm real interested in finding that out, because I know Survivor Series is coming up. They got Starrcade, the house show coming up, so a whole lot should be happening in the next few weeks of SmackDown. Now we have AJ Styles, quick interview. Didn't say too much, except that he's going to beat Baron Corbin. So, it's not a whole lot to say there. But I am happy about, finally, we have a return to the tag division. Rowan and Harper. It's about time. This is something the tag team division need. Two big monsters. Any of these guys can go. So, yeah. I'm like that I'm seeing them back in. Yeah, they got a new gimmick. And I like their... I want to see how they look in the light when they come out to the ring. Because on the what I seen from the backstage interview, they look pretty decent. So, let's see. I'm wondering where this is going to go. Because right now, all I know is Bones is going to be broken. Now we have Bobby Roode interview, which led to a Ziggler interview. Wasn't a whole lot said there, except that these two won another match. Ziggler called Roode a cheater. Roode said he's smarter than Ziggler. Ziggler said he's the smartest man in wrestling, yada, yada, yada. But these two is going to have a match next week on SmackDown. Next, AJ Styles versus Baron Corbin. Why? Everything AJ Styles do is like, it's perfect. It's awesome. AJ Styles is probably the best wrestler. One of the greatest wrestlers I've ever seen. He make anybody look good. Baron Corbin, he came a long way from what I've seen him down in NXT with his short hair, and seeing him now, he has come a long way, even though he had to step back for a second. But he came a long way. And I like the fact that they put Baron Corbin over. AJ Styles don't need the United States title. He got bigger and better things ahead. Like winning the WWE Championship and going on to maybe defend that championship against Nakamura at WrestleMania. That's my dream match. WWE, please, please make that match. Please make that match. But Baron Corbin shot a quick interview at the end. Wasn't saying much, but this was a pretty good SmackDown. I really liked it, and hats off. And you can follow me on Twitter at Where's My Title. Please subscribe, and I'll talk to you next time.